It's time for our weekly chat with Flo Tess, your first lady of the Eugene sports scene. You can catch her work for KEZI on channel 709 in high def on my Comcast system. Check out KEZI.com. Become a follow on Twitter. Use the handle at Kristen E. Rogers, spelling that last name with a D. We welcome in Kristen Rogers. Hey, KR, how are you?
I'm good, Steve. Happy Friday. I'm currently out at the I'm out at Hayward Field for Oregon Twilights right now. Actually, about to watch Breann Tyson-Eaton and the women's 100 hurdle.
Nice. We were just talking. We played the highlight from last night. I know you're a Sharks fan, and I've got Nick here, another Sharks fan. So, did you catch the action last night?
No, unfortunately, I didn't. I have my mom up in town right now, so I think we were watching like Property Brothers or Food Network last night. But no, it's going to be all sports again for me in the next few days.
Is that your go-to show on HGTV? Love It or List It or Property Brothers?
Property Brothers over everything. Yes, I wish I had the budget for them to do a house for me. But unfortunately, I do not. So that is one of my goals in life.
Okay. I'm going to little insight here. My wife and I watch that all the time, and I found myself a couple weeks ago watching it without her. I fell into the trap.
Yep.
Love those shows.
It happens.
And I'm with you.
It happens.
I'm like, does anybody want to lend me like 86 grand so I could redo my deck or something like that?
Doesn't right.
It doesn't really work out. So what kind of scene is it now? Here we are, 3:30. I know the action started about 1:30. How things been going relatively early at the twilight out there?
Yeah, you know, it's weird. This is one of the, you know, the marquee events of the day. And the fact that it's so early on is, it's weird. Crowd's still kind of filling in right now. I mean, you know, it's 3:30 on a Friday. People are still getting off of work and everything like that. But we've got a lot of great events later tonight from about 6 to 7. So everyone's kind of just waiting for that right now. But, yeah, this is the early match of – or the early match – the early event of the day that everyone wants to see.
By the way, I saw a post on your Twitter yesterday, Cinco de Mayo, the picture with the chips, the guac, and I'm thinking a margarita. Was that at your place or were you out? It looks like you had quite the celebration going on.
Oh, no. That was just at my apartment. You know, that was all me. It was really fun. My food blog, KristenInTheKitchen.com.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I did. My guacamole is world famous. I think people are only friends with me for my guacamole, which is somewhat unfortunate. But no, I made some really bomb margaritas and then some carnitas tacos that'll make you think that you're back in Cabo San Lucas.
Wow, it looked quite tasty. And again, Kristen, I should say she, what is it called? You moonlight as a food blogger. So check that out.
In my free time.
So I know I'm obsessing over your Twitter account, but on Tuesday, here's the quote. This game aged me. Bay Area teams are taking years off my life. So was that
true.
Was that a poke at Blazers Warriors?
It was torture. Well, so I got a lot of flack for it after, and they're from people who aren't from the Bay Area saying, what are you talking about? You guys have won so many championships and so many different sports and blah, blah, blah. Okay, but you have it. If you watch the Giants season from beginning to end, specifically 2010 and 2012, I mean, you're having an aneurysm in so many of these games, going into, you know, extra innings and just begging for them to actually pull out the win. It's torture in the Bay Area. I mean, it's something that we say. It's torture watching some of these games. And yes, watching that game was awful. I almost had to turn it off at a few different times because I was like, Golden State just can't do this. I can't believe it, but like they're gonna lose this game to the Blazers. And you know, obviously they won, so that's when you can kind of let out that sigh of relief. But yeah, it aged me a good 5-6 years.
I guess we could also talk some actual sports. The spring game last Saturday, you actually caught a really nice moment. It was a simple play. Travis Johnson, quick throw to his left, caught by Farrell Brown. And, you know, he got tackled immediately by Arion Springs. But seeing him out there, the reaction of the crowd, you know, you get to spend time with these guys. That was a pretty cool moment, wasn't it?
Oh, it was awesome. And I mean, just the ovation that you heard for Farrell Brown and his first catch back at Austin was louder than any of the introductions, any of the first snap that you saw from Dakota Prukrop. I mean, it was crazy. And everyone was just kind of, I feel like they were having that same sigh of relief that, okay, Farrow's back on the field. And I really think that the spring game, even though it was our first look, it was supposed to be our first look, I feel like all we saw were glimpses. You know, Farrell was limited. He was only allowed out there for a few plays. Dakota wasn't really focused on running as much, so we only saw like 70% of what he can do as a quarterback. And for a lot of the guys, you know, we saw some glimpses of what that new defensive front looks like, but we haven't really seen it in action, and it's not going to be until that first game on September 3rd that we actually have a better understanding of what this Ducks team is going to look like this year.
By the way, the awesome Twitter handle for Farrell Brown, @death_row. I mean, that's just brilliant. So the draft wrapped over the weekend. I've been pretty vocal, and I don't think Vernon Adams is an NFL player. I did not think he would be drafted. You've listened to this show. I've been wrong before a lot. Were you surprised he went undrafted? And if you were a betting gal, what chance would you give him to be on a roster maybe come September?
He's a guy where I'm surprised, but at the same time, I'm not surprised. You know, I think if you look kind of, if you have a closer look at the whole thing and you're just looking at this season with Oregon, you'd be surprised. Hey, you know, he had a phenomenal season with the Ducks. Why didn't he get picked up? But then you kind of look bigger picture, and you look at other quarterbacks, and then you start looking at some of the guys that have been in the league for a long time, and you do start seeing that size come into play, and you see that kind of hurting him a little bit. So, it was one of those things where I was surprised. I'm not entirely unsurprised. He has that mindset, though, where I think we'll see him get some roster spot on some team. I know he worked out with the Seahawks today, and I think he's going to have some roster spot with some team at some point, because he just has the mindset that it's NFL and nothing for him.
Under the circumstances of a spring game, as we continue with Kristen Rogers of KEZI, obviously an exaggerated scrimmage, you know, quarterbacks wearing the look don't touch jerseys. We draw conclusions. The coaches, obviously, their opinion matters more. You posted a video on the KEZI site featuring Brady Hoke. So what did he have to say about his defense? I think he hit on tackling and maybe the physical nature of what he saw.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Brady's never happy with anything that we've seen for the defense so far. You know, he says that he wants to hear the sound of football, and he said he heard a little bit more football at the spring game. And again, I back to my idea that, you know, we've really only seen glimpses of what this team can do rather than a full look. But, I think it's a good thing that he's not happy with how this game, because that means that he's going to continue to push and these players are going to continue to push. And it really kind of bounced back, especially after the season that they had last year.
All right, one final thought. I know you're obviously at the Hayward Field meet, the Twilight. Where else will your travels take you? And what can we expect to see from you this weekend on KEZI?
Well, our Mike Scow is going to be up at the Blazers game tomorrow. But I will be at Game 4 Blazers-Warriors on Monday. So I am far too excited for that.
All right, KR, you enjoy your weekend. Stay safe out there. And like I told you on our text, make sure you keep up with the sunscreen so all goes well.
Sounds good. I do have one message for you, Steve, though.
Go ahead.
I just finished talking with Jill Savage, and she's out here for Pac-12, and she says she's sad that you don't reach out to her anymore.
All right. Well, now that you mentioned it and publicly shamed me on my own show, now tell Jill I'll be after her, so keep an eye out.
Okay. She says a relationship isn't a one-way street.
I gotcha. Nice. I'm going to have the two of you ganging up on me. Enjoy your weekend, KR. We'll catch up next week.
Sounds great. Have a great weekend, Steve.
All right, take it easy.